You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Kanasatake Grand Chief Serge Simon is in a meeting with federal and provincial officials this morning to discuss the recent dispute over a land transfer in the municipality of Oka. Last week, Oka Mayor Pascal Quevillon voiced his concern that property values in his town would drop if a local developer transfers 60 hectares of land to the people of Kanasatake. Simon announced that he would only meet with Quevillon after he apologizes for his controversial comments. The settlement was finalized 4 years after Supreme Court Justice Marie Deschamps released a 100-page report describing an underlying sexualized culture in the military that was especially hostile to women and members of the LGBTQ2 community. Over 1,000 protesters dressed in black are currently occupying the Hong Kong International Airport in a demonstration that is expected to last 11 hours. Protesters, including airport staff, can be heard repeating anti-government chants to raise awareness about recent violent attacks on residents. For weeks, residents of Hong Kong have called for democratic reform, an investigation into alleged police brutality, and the withdrawal of the controversial extradition bill, which has been recently suspended. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the CJLO Session Special. This is Inland Island.
I must have been dreaming, 'cause death didn't faze me. I stood over my body. Everything hangs by communication threads, we would be nowhere. Illiterate recipients receiving ransom notes. The parents had childish. It's been a long while since I've talked face to face with anyone clearly here at all. I'm not trying to sell you out. I've got my own price to pay. But there's something I ought to tell you. Oh, I'm here to stay. There have been times when I'm ready to pack it up, but I've always thought twice. Except for that one summertime. Oh, the summertime comes on by like sake at the sushi bar. So fill the duffel bag. What can I say? But that viney streets will deceive you. And don't walk too close to the swinging door. That'll push you to the middle of the hall. I'm not trying to sell you out. I've got my own price to pay. But there's something I ought to tell you. Oh, I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
stairs. Sometimes it is right in front of your face. But then it disappears without a trace, without a trace. There's one thing that I've managed to gather. It's that it just isn't worth it being bitter. Unlike what they told us, that everything worth having you can't keep. But you must let love into your life. Try high all you lie high all you might. You must let love into your life. But don't hold on. But don't hold on. But don't hold on to time.
Here's another one off this album called La Même Chose. Thanks for the advice, Mom. You should get your own advice column. I can translate it to Quebecois. Then they'll put it in Le Devoir. Sympathetic as a bank tone. Need to get a new drum thrum. Matter of fact, a old drum kit. Just 'cause the crash sounds like shit. Singers are dead or alive. Guess I always wanted it that way. If I had to believe in something, it's that everyone can sing and we'll all be in a choir someday. You can be the soprano, soprano. I can be a piano player if I practice. They can be the drummer, no, a percussionist. But we won't be nothing without a bassist. So give me that line. Favorite lists are crossed right out. Guess I like it when things get done. If I had to just sleep to some place new with two socks but just one shoe, I'd ride it right into the setting sun. You can take me on a trip, I wanna go camping. Is everything always so exciting? I wanna be a good girl but not passive. Chill, but so bombastic. Pour me some wine. I think that it's mine. Give me that line. Yeah, give me that line. 'Cause I wanna shine like the rising sun, like the midday sun, like the setting sun. Like no other one, like I was no one, and like you were no one, but like we were one, like none plus one. I'm plus one. I'm
August 20th to 25th, MuTech presents 6 days and nights of electrifying experiences, showcasing live electronic music and digital creativity with more than 80 artists for its 20th edition this year. Tim Hecker and Konoyo Ensemble, August 21st at Théâtre Maisonneuve. 3 epic nights at MTELUS, the all-live, all-improv Circle of Live with Sebastian Mullard, Matthew Johnson, and more, August 22nd. Friday Techno with Blauan on August 23rd, and then Dance Till Dawn with Jelen, Nicola Cruz, and more, August 24th. For more info, schedule, free programs, and tickets, hit mutech.org or download the app.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it.
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Oh, open! Oh, God! Run!
Hey, yo, peace. This is the Narcissist representing Montreal, the Bustler, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
This is Inland Island, and you're listening to CJLO Sessions.
Sometimes it is right in front of your face.
So I'm here in the studios at CJLO with Inland Island. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Avalon.
I'm Ellen.
Cool. And what do you both do in the band?
I sing and play guitar and sometimes keyboard as well.
And I play drums.
And we, our friend Brandon was playing the bass with us today as well.
True. Cool. Yeah. So y'all played some new stuff for us off of your new album. Do you want to tell me about that? When does that drop?
Yeah. July 26th, 2019. It's called Salbum. This is like on the DL, but it's only the first half that's coming out.
It's not very down low anymore, I guess. It's on the radio.
There's got to be some perks to listening to campus radio. I like secret stuff revealed. It seems like a good time and place.
You heard it here and only here. So that'll have like just dropped a few days ago. When this airs, it's in real time. This is, so it's dropping tomorrow, but it'll be a week ago when this drops. But were all those tracks off the new album then, or
no, the first one we played is from the last album from 2018 called Dreamt. And then we played all stuff from Salbum after that. Yeah,
cool. So I was wondering, what is Salbum? What is that name?
I mean, it's just like a bunch of, it's like silly album, short album, Inland Island's album.
Like moving the apostrophe and the S to the other word. Is that what that was meant?
I mean, if that's what you want to think of it, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a little up for interpretation. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
All right, I'm into that.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad album.
Yeah, it is, but it's also like, and I mean, I've noticed this with like all of your music. When you actually listen to the lyrics, like a lot of the themes, you know, they're pretty real themes. Like you're talking about, I don't know, identity and like mental health and all these things. But I feel like the tone is always so positive. And like I love that though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I write different kinds of songs. Like I'm not like a super... I mean, I'm not like a consistent songwriter in the sense that like all my songs are like about a certain, or have a certain tone to them or whatever. I kind of move through phases. I feel like that right now this phase is like silly indie rock phase, but like a lot of what I'm working on now is more like kind of like folk music, I guess, a little bit more low key and like hopefully pretty sounding. But we'll see.
And hopefully orchestral.
Yeah, I like lots of different instruments. I like a lot of like acoustic instruments. That's kind of like what I'm vibing on right now. But we're doing the like rock band thing for like shows and stuff, and it's really fun.
Okay. I mean, for anybody listening online, you're going to be playing in Toronto?
Yeah. We're playing at the Monarch Tavern in Toronto on August 18th. And that'll be a bit different, actually. That's just going to be myself and, my oldest musical companion, Nick Nussbaum, is going to be playing the piano.
Cool.
So that'll be kind of, more in the kind of, acoustic music, folk music vein.
Hmm. I really like the first single that you dropped, Num Plus One. I love the theme that, anyone can play music, and we all play music together, and I feel like it's very, on brand for Inland Island. You've got I feel like every time I see you, there's someone different in the band, and...
Yeah, I guess it has been a bit of a revolving door. I don't know. Well, I mean, this was your first band, right, Ellen?
Yeah, I had some little things before.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There was, yeah.
Carla Sagan temporarily. Mm-hmm. And Brandon, who's playing with us right now, taught me how to play drums only a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I feel like you have had a few people who were in the learning stages that you kind of brought in, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, and then other times, I was mentioning my friend Nick, we kind of learned how to play music together as teenagers and stuff. So, I mean, I guess it's just good to play with all sorts of people. I want to play more with people also that are a lot more skilled than me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could use that. Play with some serious shredders, I don't know. I guess because I'm the songwriter and stuff, so people are always asking me how to play or whatever, and right. I usually just want them to express themselves and stuff, but I guess I wouldn't necessarily want someone to just be shredding infinitely, you know. I guess there's style considerations is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
but that's part of I guess being a musician, right, is you don't just noodle the whole time or whatever because you can.
Or do you
yeah, I mean, then, yeah, it's the style. I guess it's all about the style.
Right. Yeah, true.
But, yeah, definitely. I mean, people should start, if they want to play music, you should start playing music no matter how old you are. I definitely believe that. I mean, I feel pretty lucky because, I was playing music a lot when I was a kid and stuff. But I would definitely encourage people to pick up an instrument whenever.
I agree. I think that's those are sage words. Do you have any features or anything on the album that lend that orchestral sound, or that's a future thing?
On this one?
Yeah. Or anybody shredding? Anybody? Did you bring in anybody to shred?
Yeah, actually. our mutual friend, Jono Currier of projects such as Dauphin. And formerly Lochnar.
And formerly Snooker Emporium.
Yeah, he played a guitar solo on one song.
Cool.
That was one of the only cameos or whatever. You played drums on two of the songs.
Mm-hmm. But you recorded almost all the rest of the instrumentation, many layers.
Yeah, most of it I just kind of overdubbed the various instruments. But this one is more of drums, bass, guitars, acoustic and electric guitars, and organs a little bit. And vocals.
Yeah, do you have Megan's organ?
I do.
Formerly Megan's organ?
Yeah.
Is that featured on the album?
It is.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this funny old organ that you would find in someone's I don't know, grandparents' house or something.
It's the exact same one my grandparents had, yeah.
Yeah. With the cool, I don't know, flipper switches.
Love it. I think everybody hates this question, but if there's anything that you're listening to or any other bands in our community that you are feeling inspired by right now or that you want to hype up, what should people hear?
I mean, I've been listening to a lot of country music. I just started listening to some Lucinda Williams that a friend recommended. It was reissued. I guess it's kind of having a moment. It's mm-hmm. from the 90s though. And one song was really familiar. And then it turns out that my dad used to play that CD in the car when I was a kid. So kind of made sense. So it's kind of coming full circle. I don't know. Ellen got me really into John Prine a year or two ago. And I've still been listening to a ton of John Prine, classic songwriter. Hmm. he's like really funny, and I kind of appreciate that. But also, like, he writes about like really serious stuff. But sometimes there's like jokes that are still in the serious songs, and it kind of like adds something to it without like making it not serious anymore. It's cool. It's very multi-layered.
But something more local. What can you?
Yeah,
those are both big time American.
I like Dead Dog.
True.
I'll plug Whitney K. You play in it, so I know you're not gonna say it, but that was a good show last night.
Nice.
Yeah, at the Ballatoo. Well, Lung Butter just released an album on Constellation. True. It's really good.
Oh, word. Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but they're sick, so I bet it's sick.
Yeah. Mish Kota.
For sure. I think it's her birthday today.
Sweet.
Happy sure birthday. Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy belated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anything else y'all like got in the works that you want to let people know about?
As far as Inland Island, it's like tons of demos and recordings. Like, it's kind of, it feels almost like a massive weight. It's like if each song was a box, then like I wouldn't be able to get out of my bed because I'd just be covered in boxes. But I guess that's a good problem to have. I just hope that eventually they'll like reach the light of day, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like one thing at a time. And so this album's coming up and that's awesome. But there's definitely things in the works. There's like behind the scenes that shall not be spoken of. But hopefully things are moving onwards and upwards. Feels like it. So yeah, all in good time. There'll be more to speak of.
Awesome. And before I let you go, where can people get their hands on this album?
Oh yeah, well, it's gonna be streaming like everywhere if you're into that stuff, all the sites. Mm-hmm. And also on Bandcamp, and you can like buy it on Bandcamp, download it, and obviously at our shows. And we got these cute little enamel pins that are like based off the album art, and those will come with download codes, so you can buy those on, you'll be able to buy those on Bandcamp or at our shows, and you can get the music that way as well. But basically the internet, just Google Inland Island and it'll be there.
You'll hopefully find us. You'll also find a wellness center in
Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah, which is not us.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You just heard a session and interview with Montreal's Inland Island. They dropped by the studios here last week, right before releasing their new album, Salbum. You can find that on their Bandcamp and pretty much all streaming platforms. Stay tuned, because up next we've got another session with electronic artist Petra Glint here on the CJLO Session Special, 1690 AM and CJLO.com. Thank you.
to yourself and out of the shadows. Get the memo, get the memo. This world will leave you behind. Thank you.
Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Hey there, in need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Well, then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
What's going on? It's your friend and neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
I'm Petra Glint, and you're listening to CJLO Session.
In the CJLO studios with Petra Glint.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You said you just played some new stuff that you've been working on?
Yeah. Yeah, since December, I kind of like abandoned my old setup and all my old songs, and I've started writing new material with new machines, and I'm pretty stoked about them and the music, yeah.
Yeah, you showed me your new drum machine. Has that changed, like, your songwriting process?
Completely, yeah. I inherited this drum machine from a friend who passed away in last January. And it took me a year to sort of get my head around it. Really, just in December, it took me, like, that long to just sort of sit down with it. And it's the Electron Octatrack. And I love it. I love it so much. It's like, yeah, it's changed everything.
Yeah, it was cool to hear the new stuff. Are you building towards like a specific album or just?
Yeah, I'm building. I'm writing an album.
Sick. Do you have like a projected timeline, like when people can expect it, or is it all still too fresh?
I don't know when it'll be releasable in the world, but I'm hoping to have some rough mixes for it by September. Or just sometime in the fall, hopefully. And I'd like to find someone, like a label, to release it if possible. But the release schedule is always dependent on like the label and their schedule and whatnot. So who knows? Hopefully next year. I mean, that would be amazing. I should just say like fall next year. And then if it doesn't happen with a label, I'll do it myself.
Hopefully. Maybe somebody's listening and they're going to scoop it.
Yeah, scoop it.
You heard it here. Cool. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It seems like you've been working on a lot of stuff. I really enjoyed the video that you just put out for New Growth.
Oh, thank you.
Also because I had like just seen Wild at Heart for the first time.
Oh, cool.
So all the references hit. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I love that movie. I wrote a paper about it, I think, in university. Yeah, we shot that video last summer and released it like in April, I think. I can't really remember. Maybe it was May. And my friend Pat's directed it, and it was a really small crew, and it was all out of pocket, and we used Turo to get the Mustang. Like, we wanted it to be almost exactly like the original, as close as it could be, but it was difficult to find like a vintage convertible and that someone would lend to us for a day that wasn't for several hundred dollars. So we used Turo, which was amazing. I've used Turo for tours now too. It's kind of like Airbnb for cars.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I was reading like a statement that you released with the video, but do you want to talk a little bit about like the concept behind the song and the video, like why you decided to do this one specifically?
Sure, yeah. I wrote New Growth. Well, I had the beat. I wrote the beat on the bus one time, traveling probably between Montreal and Toronto, like on my laptop. And I was listening to the beat around the time of the Me Too hashtag, when it was becoming more popular with the Harvey Weinstein stuff, and a lot of my friends in my community, and just essentially like the climate of that time allowed for me to kind of look inward and look at my previous experiences and in relationships with men, and really see how those relationships and aspects of them kind of took from me, or like took my energy instead of helped me grow. And yeah, and like some of those feelings were like angry and resentful, and I have a lot of resentment and anger still, and like a lot of this new music, I'm working through some of that still. And New Growth was sort of like, here we are collectively stating Me Too, and it's sort of a step towards dealing with how we deal with sexual assault, and but also just making space for ourselves to grow in relationships and facing patriarchal norm, things that have become normal in the world. And yeah, and I chose the scene because as much as it is a hetero scene between a man and a woman, I love the film. I love the energy, the fire, and the passion that this couple has. And I decided that it would be magic to replace Nicolas Cage with my best friend. So it's like us and who has also had their own experiences, you know, and we've shared them together. And so it's like this sort of personal adaptation of something, like classic scene.
I love that. I love all of that. I think that it's a powerful song, and like the video, I think really helps to communicate it. Because like I think I listened to the song and didn't really like, maybe didn't listen close enough, but didn't immediately get like the context. And then
yeah,
with the video, and I like reading the statement that you had put out with it, it was like, it all kind of was just like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's cool how video can do that, and how like the visual world around the music can really offer that sort of, finish the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of just like demands your attention in a way. I feel like as a society, we're so visual, and mm-hmm. it's so easy to just like tune things out. But then when you're like kind of putting all your senses on mm-hmm. this one thing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, completes it.
Yeah.
Do you have any other videos that you're working on, future music videos?
I have ideas for how I want to present the new music, but it's still so new, I don't want to make any promises. Like, it's still just like I'm writing scenes and treatments down and concepts to present the new music, yeah. But for sure, there will be, just like, not in the immediate future, because I still have to produce this music and record it, and I'd also like to bring in some collaborators if possible. So I'll focus on that, and then the art.
I guess this is underway, but you announced recently that you've partnered with the CCA this year to curate their Summer Garage Club show series. What should people know about this series? What's it about?
Yeah, the Canadian Centre for Architecture has this Garage Club series in the summertime, and it takes place in their garage, which is like a loading dock, and it's free, and they have a little bar with alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, and they're very affordable, and they happen on the Thursdays. So the next one is this Thursday, and I'm performing as well as my friend Alana, A.M. DeVito, and they're actually the person who was in the video with me, in New Growth video. And then the next one is Sarah Dion and Drag Queen, and that's on August 18th. Yes. Yeah, it's a really great series that I performed last year, and Wally, she curated it last year, and I think that's sort of what they do, is they invite an artist in the community to curate, and so far it's been really enjoyable, and everybody come. Mm-hmm. Come on Thursday. Yeah, it starts at 8:30, but music starts at 9, typically, yeah.
Yeah, so tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Just disclaimer, I was sick, so that's why my voice sounds crazy.
I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better for Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. The voice is pretty amazing, the way it can repair itself if you take care of it. So no weed, no vaping. I just have to just drink tea and take care. But it can really repair itself quickly.
Nice. Well, I guess we chatted about it a bit, but yeah, just curious about your process, how you start typically get into writing your music.
So with this new music I'm writing with, yeah, the Electron Octatrack, and basically I've loaded it up with all kinds of samples that I've gotten from friends and that I've downloaded from the internet that I've made, and so they're on there, and then I typically start with this machine, and everything's built on the machine so far, and then I have the Minilog synth at the moment as well, and so that sort of syncs with the Octatrack, and I usually it starts with percussion. I'm a drummer. I used to drum in bands, and Petra Glint for the last 7 years has really relied on drums, and I started with a floor tom, and then I was with a floor tom and some rototoms, and now that I have this machine, I just feel I'm so in love and with it, and don't really see the need for me to be drumming live quite so much, but would like to work with a drummer at some point when it makes sense. Yeah, starts with percussion, and then I start singing, and then you sort of build the world around it, I think.
Cool. Build the world around it. I like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. Nobody likes this question, but I ask it every time, and I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
Is there anything that you're listening to in your local community, or also just whatever that is inspiring you right now?
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I also listened to an unreleased album recently by Joanne Pollock. She's in Winnipeg, and it was awesome. I haven't told her yet, but it's awesome. If you haven't heard her music, Joanne Pollock, she's amazing. Yeah, that question's hard, because sometimes when I'm writing, I don't listen to music at all. And actually, lately, I haven't been listening to a lot of music, because I went camping, then I came back and listened to Joanne's full album, and been listening to podcasts. I listened to Feist has a podcast that I listened to that was really nice. It was about age, and growing older, and how as we grow older we start doing things that are quote of our age, the number, and how that number is you're only as young as you feel, or it's about youth, I guess, and growing older and still feeling young. And I thought that was really nice. It's not music, but it was by a musician, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it counts. Yeah,
that's something
cool. Anything else that you want to plug or promote while you're here?
Yeah, sure. I'm playing, Debbie Friday is having a show at Vitrola on the 17th, and I'm going to be performing for that. And that's so there's the show at Garage Club tonight, and and that show at Vitrola on the 17th. I think that's it for Montreal stuff.
Stuff to look forward to, and opportunities to see you for our listeners.
Yeah. And Debbie's amazing. She's one of my favorite musicians in Canada.
Yeah, very sick.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose. Only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the teen who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board court. My life got